I tell you what, it's just a wonderful thing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'd never take nothing for that. I surely wouldn't. Appreciate you minding God this morning here in the service also. And we'll be preaching from the book of Matthew in chapter number 13. I'm going to read two verses. I ask you pray for us this morning as we stand before you, and as all, of course, as we preach the Word of God. So, Matthew 13, begin verse number 34 and verse 35, if you'll stand, please. The Scripture says, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Brother Tim, would you lead us to God in prayer, please? He spake the word, and there it was. And so we look at this and we think about the great power that God has. The Bible said that he formed Adam out of the dust of the ground. And then he breathed in the nostrils of Adam the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. And then in a little while, he let Adam be put to sleep, and he took his rib and he made Eve. And the Bible said there that he put him in a garden. I think this morning about the great power of Almighty God. You know, I look at this and I think about this, that nothing catches God off guard. God knows everything. He knows what is from the happening from the beginning, and also all of our lives and all the life of others that would be a part of this great nation in which we live in. And the Bible tells us here that there's some things that God has revealed to us. And then there's other things that God's kept secret. And I want to share with you just a few of those things here this morning from the Word of God. We know this, that man's ever learning, but most of the time has never come to the knowledge of the saving grace of God. And that's the situation that this world's in. We got rockets that say that we can go to the moon. Well, they went up there and all, I don't know. I really don't. But I do know this, that whenever we look at this, we want to look at some things that were before the world was. You know, God's revealed a lot of things to the church in these last days in which we live. And I thank God for it. And I look at this and I know that God can certainly continue to do for us those things that we need to be done. But the Bible says this, first of all, that there's some things that are kept secret. I'm going to look at look in Romans chapter 16 and verse number 25. The Bible says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began." And you know, I just looked this up in the Bible and I began to study some things and use some of the same things that the Word of God tells us in these verses. And so there's some things that God is going to keep secret. And the book of Colossians chapter 1 verse number 25, it says, "Wherefore I am a minister according to the dispensation of God given in us and to me for you to fulfill the word of God." Verse number 26, "Even the mystery which had been kept hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest in his saints." And verse number 27, "To whom God would have made known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles." And listen to this, "which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." I tell you what, that humbles my heart to know that Christ takes up abode in every believer. That really humbles my heart as I look at this and I think about him and about the power that he has. And I think about all the things that he's done in this world that's been created for you and I. I was thinking about here early this morning about this and how God made everything. You know, while I could never do that and you couldn't either, but God can and God did. And I even thought about the waters and how God would take those waters and put them in a place and then dry ground be in another place, and how he spoke the stars and the moon and the sun and everything else into this existence in which you and I live here upon this earth. And I say this, glory to God, what a great God we serve. Amen. What a great God we serve. And the Bible said some of these things are still secret. There's some things that God's not going to tell us. But I do know some things that God has told us. Amen. I do that. So, and there's some of these mysteries have been revealed here to the children of God. For a lost person, if you're here this morning and you're lost, you're going to miss a lot of things that you could have in your life if you just trust God. Because God can reveal things, and God does reveal things. And I look at this, but for the child of God, what a blessing this is. What a blessing this is for the child of God to experience a God living in us, and God working through us, and God just blessing us. It seems like everything in our life, God's touching it and God's moving on it. And God's just blessing us in such a great and such a wonderful way. I look at this and I think about here the things that God said that were taking place before the world that was. And I'll share some things with you now, what I find in Scripture when I think about this. Before there's a sinner, there was a Savior. Before there was a sinner, there was a Savior. Long before that. You say, well, preacher, how did God know all this? God did, because he's God. Amen. And before there's ever a sinner, there was a Savior. The Bible tells in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by the traditions of your Father, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And so we look at this and we find, and we know this for exact truth here this morning. Before this world was, he was. Amen. After this world's over, as far as we know it here upon this earth, he's still going to be God. Amen. He'll still be God. The Bible said in verse number 20, for the foundation before the foundation of the world was made manifest in these last time for you. The Bible said here that there before there's a sinner, there's a Savior. I'll share just three or four things with you very hurtly about this. A lamb was spoken of immediately after sin entered the world. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis in chapter 3, verse 15, and I will put him between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And so we look at this, and we see here again that God knew what would take place. God knew that. And yet he loved us that much, even though that a lot of times we turn against him, even though a lot of times people would not accept him, even though a lot of times people would not love him, and he did all that, and he gave his life for us that we could be saved by the grace of God. The Bible said that a lamb was sent into the world. Here, John chapter 1, verse number 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and here's what he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And here we find that before there's ever a sinner, there's a Savior. Amen. And I'll tell you this, I thank God that he saved us. The Bible said it was a slain lamb. In Revelation Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. You say, preacher, what's that? That's God telling me and you that he died for us. Amen. And the Bible tells us this. But here's something else. Before there was guilt, there was grace. Before there's ever guilt, there was grace. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. You'll notice every verse I've just about shared with you this morning, we see these words before the world began, before man ever strayed. There's grace to bring him back. If you're here this morning and you're not in the right relationship to God, maybe you've been saved and somehow or another the devil's tricked you or caused you to walk away from God, I want you to know this, my friend, that before there was guilt, there was grace. Amen. I look at this and I think about how we find this in the Word of God, that you can, if you're God's child and you've not been where you need to be, my friend, God will give you grace to come back. Amen. God will give you grace to be able to do this. And not only that, before man ever sinned, there was grace to make him clean. Amen. I thank God that God is able to do this. In Romans chapter 3, verse number 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And John chapter 15, verse number 3, it says, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And we find this, if you see, not only can God keep you saved, amen, and me saved too, boy, I'm glad I ain't going to hell. Amen. I'm glad I ain't going to hell. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, and sometimes, you know, we just like people like we are, sometimes we fail, sometimes we fall short, and maybe sometimes we don't get as close to God as we need to, or maybe as we want to, my friend, but I'll tell you something. Before there was guilt, there was grace. My friend, don't live in guilt. Amen. Don't live in guilt. The Bible says here that not only that, but it also tells us here that the Bible says before man became ever separated from God, grace was there to reconcile him back to his rightful place with God. In Isaiah 59, verse number 2, but your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and that you will not hear. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8, but by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. Verse number 9, and not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm going to tell you here this morning, my friend, before there's guilt, my friend, there's grace. Amen. I thank God for his amazing grace. I thank God, my friend, that God does have grace upon us here this morning. Before there was ever a punishment of death, my friend, there's the gift of life. Amen. Before there's ever the punishment of death, there's a gift of life. Boy, I'm glad I ain't going to hell. Amen. I'm glad I'm not. Praise God. I look at this. The Bible said in Titus 1, verse number 2, the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie has promised to them before the world began. And there's those words again. Amen. Before the world began, God promised them to us. And the Bible says to those that would come to Christ in John chapter 6 and verse number 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And this is what God says. My friend, here this morning, you know, if you're here in this service and you're lost, my friend, God wants you to come. If you're here and you're saved by the grace of God and the devil's led you astray somewhere, my friend, in the field of life, you need to come this morning because God's made that ready for you. I'll tell you what, folks, we need to stay ready. Amen. We need to stay ready. The Bible tells us in Revelation 22, verse 17, and the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that is hear us say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And that's what God wants to do. You see, God not only wanted to save us, my friend, but I'll tell you something else. God's got power to keep us. We can't keep ourselves, my friend, but we can trust God to know this. And the Bible says, hear us to those that would confess Christ. And not only that, but to those that would claim Christ. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Amen. And that's the truth. And the Bible tells us here, before the first sinner had ever bowed his knees, I think God had already made a way to receive him. I'll tell you something here this morning. I think I'll tell you what God's ready to save you. Amen. If you'll believe he is the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, God can save your soul. Amen. God can do that. Yes. And I look at this, and the Bible said God's able to save you. Not only that, but here's something else. Before there was a hell, there was a heaven. Amen. Amen. Weren't you glad to hear that? Amen. I'll tell you what, before there's ever a hell, there was a heaven. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 4, according has chosen us and him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Then said the king unto them, on the right hand come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This world's a beautiful place. My friend, it certainly is. And we know God's done a lot of things. I know growing up we had, and I don't know if a lot of y'all understand this or not, but we didn't have running water. And what we did when we moved from place to place, and all of us eight kids, and things like this, we'd dig a well. Amen. We'd dig a well. You've seen people take that forky stick and go out, and they walk around, and all of a sudden they'd stop and say, well, right here's water. I'll tell you what, folks, I'll tell you who put that water there. God put that water there. I'll tell you what, folks, God put that water there. I'm just trying to tell you this morning that no matter what's right in your life, or maybe some things that are wrong in your life, God's able to take care of that, and God's able to get you back where serving God is the best thing you ever done in your life. And this, I believe this is what God said. He said before. And then it said this in the Word of God. It said before there's a hell, there's a heaven. Well, I'm glad of that. I'm glad we're going to heaven, ain't you? I'm glad we're going by the grace of God. The Bible said here in the scripture, it says hell is not the dwelling place of God. My friend, don't you know this? Heaven is. Amen. Amen. Heaven's the dwelling place of God. I look at this in the book of Psalms in chapter 11, verse number 4. The Bible said the Lord's in his holy temple. That's where he's at. He's in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids try the children of men. And the Bible tells us exactly where he is. And that's where we're going by the grace of God one day. You say, preacher, how's God going to do that? Well, friend, you know exactly how he's going to do that. He's going to come get us and take us. Amen. Amen. He's going to come get us and he's going to take us. He's got a home prepared for us. The Bible says, praise God, there's a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. And that's where we're going. That's where we're going. Amen. By the grace of God. I look at this and I find different things here in this scripture. Also, the Bible tells us this, that there's a purpose for hell. There's a purpose for hell. Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall he say unto all those on the left hand, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's not where we want to go. That ain't where we're going. Thank God we ain't going to hell. I look at this, and this is what God said. God said, I got a place prepared for you. I got a place for you. It's untelling how many people's on this earth. I know they tell us they've been to the moon. They might have, they might not. I don't know. But I can tell you this. One of these days, every born again child of God, we're going to heaven. Every one of us. He's not going to, glory to God, he's not going to skip one. He's not going to skip one of us.
Praise the Lord.
Well, going to heaven.
Amen.
We certainly are. The Bible tells us this. Heaven is for the saved, the redeemed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We got a lot of people in life that's done outstripped us in life. But one of these days, the Lord's coming after them. And they're going to be raised from the dead.
Amen.
And then we, which are here upon this earth, we're going to be called up together to be with the Lord in the clouds forever.
Amen.
And forever.
Hallelujah.
And we're going home.
Praise God.
Yes.
We're going home.
Praise God.
I find this. The Bible simply says this. But we're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Heaven is for righteous people. Heaven is for the righteous people. And be found in Him, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of grace of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Heaven is for the redeemed people.
Amen.
I say this morning about this wonderful thing about God and what God's done just to show us every day. You know, it amazes me that God can put water someplace and there won't be none above ground in another place. And then you go to a place and you take a little stick in your hand, walk around, look for it, and God say, here it is. Just pull on it a little bit. And that's the way God is. Sometimes we just don't see like God sees. I want to encourage you this morning. When you go outside and you see the sun, God did that. Tonight, before you lay your head on the pillow, you go outside and see the moon. God said there's going to be a lesser light, and that's the moon. And God made the stars. You say, preacher, really want to go to the moon? I ain't got nothing. I don't have nothing up there that I want.
Amen.
But I do know this. I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
And I do know this too. I don't matter where you've been in life. What matters to God is where we are.
Yes.
In life. Yes. They could be one or many here this morning that's listened to the devil and they've got away from God. But you see, before there was guilt, there was grace.
Amen.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God.
Amen.
We serve a mighty God.
Sure.
We certainly do. God is so good to us. He certainly is. May I encourage you today, if you're here this morning in this service, and somehow know that you've got away from God, or you'll be here this morning, you've never been saved by God's grace. I encourage you either way that you'll come this morning and let God help you.
Amen.
Let God help you. When I think of the Lord and how He sought me, then I think of His blood and how it bought me. And my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above. And I thank Him, yes, thank Him for His love. Would you come this morning? Would you be honest with God and say, Lord, I need a closer walk.